wrote a book called The Transfer Agreement, and it outlines in painstaking, sad, disgusting detail the collusion of the Zionists with the Nazi Reich to sabotage the Jewish war veterans of America who started the worldwide boycott to bring down Hitler's Germany. That boycott was so effective, Hitler's Germany, according to the British government, might not have survived about 3 or 4 years because it needed so many imports because its economy had been so skewed by the need to pay reparations to Britain and France for the First World War. And it's sad to see that people who teach history have no knowledge of this. Edwin Black.
Just a comment to Mr. Felton and then a question for the Chief Librarian. I'm distressed by this painting of Zionists as this bloc that believe in one thing only. Mm-hmm. I think you can be a Zionist, you can support Israel and its right to self-determination. You can also support the Palestinian people's right to a state.
No.
Well, why don't you just let me finish? It's my opinion. That's your opinion. Right. You know, you're welcome to it. Mm-hmm. There are many people, there are many Israelis who support the peace process, who support two nations. There are many North American Jews that have a wide diversity of opinion and yet would call themselves Zionists. I think it is really wrong to paint this block as being this scary Zionist block. When Zionists come in many colors, flavors, and stripes, there are as many types of Zionists as there are Jews. There's a great diversity in the Jewish community. There's a great diversity of opinion within Israel. And I think a little more sophistication would probably land, you know, a little more credibility to your arguments. Anyway, that was simply a comment, and I don't really need too many more.
Wait. I want to respond to that. 1 second. First of all, I appreciate that you're quite right. There are leftist Zionists, there are rightist Zionists, and there are cultural Zionists. However, with respect to the State of Israel, in 1949, Israel was admitted to the United Nations, and it was admitted under UN General Assembly Resolution 273. Israel is the only UN member to be signed in on a conditional basis. It signed a document by which it promised to recompense every Arab displaced by the invasions of 47-48 and to return to their homes. And they implicitly accepted the terms of UNGA Resolution 194. And since a GA resolution is enforceable, if both parties agree to be bound by it, Israel has every right, as obliged by law, to let every Palestinian go back home. Israel has been in violation of that ever since and is therefore a member not in good standing of the UN. Essentially put, if Israel wants to exist, it has to let the refugees come home and live in their homes and stop importing Jews from all over the world to take their place.
And I was going to ask you if the fact that Mr. Felton's book mentioning that Jews in America are parasites.
That is not true, sir. No, you may not get away with a libel. I did not say Jews are parasites. I'm talking about the Israel lobby. That sort of defamation is standard procedure, and I will not stand for it.
In any event, when we speak about these issues, it is important, and I come back to making the statement again, that in presenting a program such as this, the library is not endorsing the views expressed by individual speakers
It is the point.
Okay. Well, the cost of this hall is an endorsement. The advertising it is an endorsement. Buying his books is an endorsement.
90% of Canadians don't know that Canada has a free trade.
I think we're just going to have to call it an evening.
Okay.
No books on sale.